Why the DC-7? Why not a DC-8, DC-9, a DC-3?
That's easy.
Go.
Just like, why do you climb Everest? Because it was there. Well, this was there. There, you know, and these are real airplanes. Round engines are real, and you know, the too many pilots have described to us that they're awful tired of flying around in tubes. You know, we all love American Airlines and AirTran and Southwest, but if you really want to fly versus just be transported from A to B, this is the way to go.
Was there something about the 6 that you just wanted to have it? Or was it your idea, or was it Roger's idea, Carlos?
Well,
I mean, is this your dream bird? Is this your dream woman, so to speak, if I could put in those terms?
It cost me a divorce. This, I operate the 6 and the 7 as freighters back home down in Miami. So the 7, it was a dream only in the sense because it was the last passenger aircraft, or the 7, with all the original interior. It's like finding a 57 Chevy stashed away in someone's barn that's never been touched. Well, that's the way I looked at it. Again, you know, our biggest concern was the amount of money that it would take. It just doesn't stop.
I don't know if we want to really get into that, but I can only imagine to fix a bird up like this, we're talking millions of bucks.
That's correct.
And hours. What kind of hours are we talking about? If this plane was in that bad a shape, 32 years of...
Yeah, we did the math one day and figured about 24 man years. You know, you can't count every penny. Because, number one, there were a lot of our pennies used in it, but also other people's pennies used in it, and products and services in kind. But you could easily say it was a couple of $1.5 million dollars in products, services, and cash.
This is your second time out with this bird, is that correct?
This is really the first one. We've taken it up a couple hours before we flew up here yesterday for 5.5 hours.
So this is her first stop since being fixed.
This airplane hasn't flown 15 hours in 40 years.
Wow. What about parts? Did you have trouble getting any parts for this thing?
No, actually parts are pretty easy to come by.
Even though
there's not a whole lot of demand for them. So the technology today, you can get on your computer and you can find parts in places that you could never dream of.
What's been the most difficult challenge in fixing this plane up? If there was a difficult challenge, I'm sure. Well, that may be a very easy question to ask.
Well, you know, most people think that the mechanical part of it is the most difficult part. And actually, the mechanical, the engine systems, that's the easiest parts for us. You know, we're all licensed mechanics, but we don't practice being sheet metal. So I had to bring in a lot of sheet metal guys. So the most difficult part was all the sheet metal work.
Do you agree with that, Roger? Or was there...
Yeah, we figured it was about 60% of the fuselage as well as the outer wings were replaced, and it's easier to replace whole sheets than to try to patch.
Let me ask this. How much of this bird is still original? Or is that the hardest
question? Well, in aviation terms, it's all original.
Okay, well, all right, fair. But I didn't know if there was maybe this section right above my head is the original cover, or if...
Well, if we reveal that, then you'll only cut certain parts out for souvenirs.
No, I wouldn't do that. Do you guys, you're the pilot, right, Carlos?
Flight engineer.
Do you fly it?
No, just as a passenger in an
airplane.
How did
it get up here?
Frank,
that's okay.
Somewhere around here, but the crew's around having a good time and giving help up on top.
How do you keep this bird in the air? I mean, you're selling T-shirts and other trinkets, and you got people coming up, and you got to pay a few bucks to get in and see it, but... Is that enough to keep the bird in the air, so to speak?
You know, I tell everybody it gets 27 miles to the gallon. It's that's per passenger based on 50. So it's taking about 500 gallons an hour. So it's an expensive bird to move. But one of the things that we've done as far as merchandise is the standard T-shirt and luggage tags and such. And we also have, in addition to merchandise, is a $250 membership, which is really important for us to maintain. But what that membership does, unlike some of the other Part 91 museum heritage model or aircraft, is a Part 125 and a member, you can fly with us and could have flown with us from Miami up to Oshkosh. Next Monday, we're headed to Detroit to have a reception with the Nomads Flying Club, and they hadn't seen the airplane in 40 years, so that's going to be a good gathering. So we'll have people accompanying from here to Detroit and then from Detroit to Ypsilanti, and then from Ypsilanti on to Teterboro, where we'll be doing some flying out of there.
Is it your intent to keep this thing flying, Roger and Carlos, or do you have a timetable where you're going to fly it X number of hours, and then because of monies, I mean, everything today is cost, you're going to park it and say that's it?
That's an interesting question, because a lot of the museums that we come across seem to depend on donations from local governments.
Right.
And both of us are entrepreneurs, and we eat what we make. I can't imagine the airplane not supporting itself. You know, obviously the support of everyone is key to that, if we have a product that people will subscribe to. But I think from the standpoint about flying it as being self-supporting, it's the public, not government. It is private support.
Given the way insurance is today, if I or anybody here wanted to get on this bird and fly with you over to Michigan when you leave next week, is that possible, or does insurance get in the way and say, uh-uh?
No, our insurance is real easy. It costs us $100,000 a year to promise you that we will not pay you anything if you die on this airplane with us. You sign a waiver, but the airplane is legal for up to 50 passengers and 5 crew members. And with 50 passengers, it still feels like you're in first class on any current airplane. There's plenty of room, lots of leg room. And yesterday when I was coming up, I had the meal tray in front of me, and I could still get up and walk out. So there's plenty of leg room to get through. So, yes, you can join. And there's not a time requirement per se, but in order to relocate to another city with us, you have to be a member in good standing, which is only $250.
All right, anybody got a question for these guys?
What's the military nomenclature of this? Is that similar to the C-54?
Well, the question was, what's the military nomenclature? The military didn't operate this particular aircraft. They operated the DC-4 or C-54, which is the Berlin airlift here, and C-118s and the DC-6. But the DC-7B, per se, was never operated by the military.
Where was this based with Eastern?
Well, Eastern, with their home in Miami, you know, would have been brought to Miami, but it was in their system. And for only $5, you can go upstairs and see the route system, but generally north and south, Miami, New York, out to Minneapolis, I think Ottawa, and Bermuda, and Mexico City, and San Juan, and that area was the general system.
Good memories of flying a DC-7?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's like riding a bus now compared to this thing. It's worth the membership, I would think, and I think seriously about it.
He gets a free membership.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. We appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Right.
Anybody else have a question? All right. Carlos, thank you for being here. Roger, thank you for being here. And thank you for bringing the DC-7. She's a pretty bird, and glad to see her here. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.